This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Joe.
We have Ritu
Chandra
here. I can't pronounce her last name properly because I'm an idiot. And we talk about her cool fucking dope-ass relationship and making your own rules. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wohl.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we have a special guest.
We have Ritu Chandra here.
Chandra.
Damn it!
Fucked it up.
Say it again.
Chandra.
H-A-N-D-R-A. Let me explain to you. One of my disabilities.
It's pronouncing names.
I can't. There's something in my brain that doesn't pick up on. Like I had a roommate, Shalini.
Shalini?
Shalini. I called her Shalini for a fucking week.
Wait, Shalini?
And she didn't even... her name was Shalini.
Okay.
But I pronounced it Shalini.
No, it is Shalini, isn't it?
It's spelled like Shalini, but it's actually Shalini.
Okay.
Which is way prettier.
Right.
But people can tell me... My friend Eitan, it took me a year to say that. I'd be like, Eitan. Like, I couldn't get it. So I'm terrible at accents. I just...
This is like very like... It sounds like... A name that an American fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, usually, like, they can't pronounce things. So they'll just say, like, Chandra. And it's like, you know, but it's easy.
Yeah, it is easy.
So, first of all, let me introduce everyone to Ritu. So, when did we first meet at the Comedy Cove?
Yeah. I was just like a fangirl there.
You might want to move in closer to the mic.
I was like a fangirl there. You were performing and I was just kind of hanging out.
Well, no, you came. I don't think you even knew who I was.
No,
you
I
just came
to
check
Bob
out the show.
DeBono, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
So she came to check out the show, and we, like, talked a little bit, but we didn't, like, bond yet. And then I forget when we had our, like, bonding session.
We had a few, like, messaging back and forth. You were going to come over.
Yeah.
But then
it didn't
work out. But we didn't really know each other. It was kind of weird, too. And then it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Then you showed up on that show I was on in Jersey.
She asked me to do the show in Jersey City?
No, the one before that. That's how I connected with you.
Oh,
That one at Red's. Your son was there.
I brought Shane to a show. And it was supposed to be like, it's an all moms comedy
show. Oh, that's right. It was.
So I bring him. And the first lady up, she looks like this sweet
mom
who bakes cookies.
Yeah.
She gets on there. She's like, so my husband hasn't fucked my pussy. And I was like, like, you would never have thought that was going to come out of her mouth. And I was like, Shane, we got to go to another room.
I feel like an old mom show would just be like the
worst
show to bring
a kid. I thought
it was
going to be more tame than normal. And it just, I feel like the host was the filthiest.
She was.
That's so funny.
She looks like the opposite. It just, I was like, whoa.
She definitely looked like very soccer mom-y,
right.
But I'm not a fan of those theme mom shows, though. I got a lot of...
They're the worst.
People
Why?
Were busting
I
my
feel
balls.
Like, that'd be
like, funny. The funny moms.
Yeah. We're the funny mom. You know when your kid does this and you're like, I hate my kid and fuck my husband. You know when you want to kill all of them? That's like the theme.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, get out of here. It's corny.
It is corny. And it's usually then only women who come. You would buy a ticket for Funny Moms?
No, you wouldn't.
You would not.
I mean, it would depend.
You'd go to a free Funny Mom show, but you would not buy a ticket for a Funny Mom show. I'll be honest.
No people showed up.
No.
It was empty.
It was pretty
and the
empty.
Guy, he first of all, I accepted $50, which is very low, like the lowest that I would ever accept to go somewhere.
Right.
And because because a lot of people didn't show up. But I guess what I hadn't read fully, which is my fault, and I'll say this in his, you know, for his defense, he had stated, I'll probably give you 50 or something.
Right.
But I just thought, oh, it's 50.
Right.
And then because a lot of people didn't show up, he tried to give me a 20, and I almost lost my mind.
Wow.
Like, I was like, no.
Right.
You're going to give me
right
the 50 you talked about.
Right.
Like, it's already so low.
Right.
Like, you're gonna like I almost
welcome
bit his
to
dick
New
off.
Jersey comedy, by the way.
Yeah, but anyway, we bonded over that. But then she asked me to do a show in Jersey City.
Oh, that
City,
was awful.
Where? What was it? It was like
that was $50, right? That was $50 too.
But it was like down the block from my house.
It was
house.
In Jersey City. It was a Mother's Day, another mother's thing, a Mother's Day party. But so they weren't really there for comedy,
Joe. the worst show I've ever done in my life.
Really? It was the worst show
yes,
ever?
Yes, I put you on the worst show ever.
But it ended up being the most fun time because my friend Tina came and ended up being the most fun all-female dance party after. And Tina and I were fucking breaking. No one knew. We were the only two white chicks.
They were. Everyone
the
was Indian.
Only white
it was an
chicks.
Indian thing.
And Tina and I were like, I mean, the music was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like Indian pop. And all these girls, it was no guys, were like in it. And Tina and I were like, yes.
They were right in the middle. They did not give a fuck. I was like, I am out of here. I am not hanging out with these Indian broads. Get me out of
Tina,
here.
I don't know if they liked us there, but we were. But when we actually went up on stage, no one listened to us, Joe. It was literally like you're up with a microphone and everyone's still talking. And you're like to each other.
The rudest.
And you're like, so I guess I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to lunge a knife in my throat right now.
That's so hard to do.
It was horrific.
So I told my dad about that. I was like, yeah, I guess Indians, maybe they're not ready for comedy. He's like, they're not ready for anything. He was just like so irritated because he's been here for a while. So he has no patience for the chattiness.
It was so rude. But like, I felt bad for both of us.
Yeah.
But then it was over. And then you and I actually like...
Then we made plans.
Yeah. And I got to hang out with you a little before in the pizza shop. And that's when I knew you were a fucking badass bitch. Because I didn't know. Like, we just started talking. I guess it was like 20 minutes. And, you know.
I just remember we were talking about, I was like, you haven't been in love unless you wanted to burn someone's house down.
And
you
like,
really related to that. You were like,
I love
my God.
Burning people's houses down.
Yeah. That was the bonding moment.
Yeah. So I just knew. I was like, oh, you're awesome.
Did you ever like read her tarots or something like that?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that so I'm, that's not, usually I'm how not special or is that no. how it starts? I feel like I'm being seduced by Kate.
I seduced you.
And that's how it starts with the tarot. Like
I
a
was
little
like,
flirty.
Let me get my deck out.
Right.
That's how she solidifies a friendship. She just breaks out the deck.
I have to say, I was not ever someone who, like I would have never had my cards read.
Right.
It was cool that she did it. Like, I was into it.
We did it at the pool, at her pool club.
Yeah, I know.
It was so not, like, the place to be doing it.
Well, you did it to me
at
the pizza shop across the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there, and there's, like, fucking Parmesan cheese, like, and she's putting the cards on top of it. And we're like, all right.
It was awesome.
Did you like having it read?
Yeah, it was really, like, interesting.
Did you?
And I'm the same as you. I've never, like, been super, like, into that or... You know, anything like that. But I was like, all right, let's see what happens.
Yeah. So when was that? Was that recent?
It was like, I would say 6 months ago.
I read him about 6 months ago. I feel I really get Joe more than Joe gets Joe.
Right.
I get it in a different way. Fuck off.
You have all the answers, Kate. You know everything.
You're right. You know
you're
what?
Tempted.
I'll take it down. I'll take it down a couple notches.
I know him better than him, so.
This is what I mean. Clearly, you know yourself better than anyone knows you. But I feel like I can see a bigger picture for him than he, and maybe he even sees it. He's just being so in the moment that he doesn't give a fuck about that other stuff, because why even go there?
Right.
So.
It's easier just to.
Be where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a tendency to like, you know, start seeing the whole big picture and getting lost in that.
Complicate things.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Well, my thing is like, I think I can see that, but I don't necessarily say it or just whatever because, I don't know, you just... Because when you say it, then now you have something to like live up to and, you know, if you don't, get
yeah,
to
go
a certain...
for it. Live up to it, Jon Snow.
Yeah, you
go
can just do that without saying it also. I'm saying to other people, like, I know it, and that's all who needs to know it. You know?
All right.
That makes sense. So I'm trying to figure this out. Like, are you scared to say it out loud?
Because
you don't want to be judged by other people?
I really don't. I really just... The big picture for me is just... huge for me to just say that would just like you know what it's
yeah but
it's like a kid saying I'm gonna be an NFL player but it's like there's so many steps in between that
right.
Like you have to make the team and then you have to do this you have to make the JV team at your high school you know I mean there's so many steps to that so like those are like whatever but I mean there's stepping stones along the way and you
his
learn stuff
big
along
picture
the way.
I know he sees big for himself okay but I see amongst the big I see him using his voice to really do something beyond his imagination. Like, he's going to really pull a lot of people together and actually help make the world a better place in a very crucial time. I don't mean to get...
No.
There's a lot of things that are going to be changing and happening in the universe. I won't say the universe. On Earth. With resources getting depleted, things are changing rapidly. And as things get, quote unquote, scarier in some ways, I think Joe's going to be a voice, actually, to help people guide them through it. So that's the part where I don't know if he gets that, or maybe you do see that. But I think not only is he going to be big in terms of having a big fan base, he already has that. That's going to grow, but he's going to really use his voice for something way beyond comedy. I just don't think he grasps that yet. And either did Jon Snow when he was just by the wall.
Right.
You know, he doesn't even know yet. Khaleesi fucking knows. She's got the dragons that came out of her puss. She's very on the know. Jon Snow's like, he's starting to get it. Jon Snow, you know, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I don't watch it, but I know what you're talking about.
Jon Snow,
I don't fucking know.
But in his defense, even if he did know it, he can't say it because there would just be such an arrogance associated with that kind of
right.
speech.
Right. Well, that's another thing. Like,
am I arrogant that I call myself a dragon sorceress?
No. And now I'm wondering if there's actually a difference between a woman saying it versus a man saying it.
Maybe. You know? Honestly, because I mean, I think rightfully so, because men are just kind of
own the world already.
Yeah. So it's kind of like,
not in Game of Thrones. All the women are coming to power. You notice that?
That's
all
true.
All the fucking women. We got Khaleesi. We got Sansa. We got the lesbian chick that they just did a cool handshake with.
Ah, yes.
Of the Iron.
Fuck, I forgot her name.
What is it called?
The Iron Islands.
Yeah, the Iron Islands. Fucking what's her face? I know you don't
from
know
Dorne.
This. What's her face? Cersei. Oh yeah, the Dorne chicks, who I'm not a fan of, but whatevs. They're all hot. And then you got Cersei is now on the fucking throne, even though all of her kids are dead. Sorry if I just ruined that for someone. But God, Game of Thrones really gets my
juices. See that. I could masturbate to that show.
I also don't like...
You have masturbated to that show. Who are you kidding?
Every waking moment, I'm just in it.
I also don't like saying things because I understand that it could change. Like, I could say right now, like, I want to be a fucking movie star or something.
A dinosaur.
But in 2 years, I'm like, fuck that. I'm never doing that. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, but
to say it.
It can change. That's the thing. Like, when I say dragon sorceress, someone actually said to me, they're like, do you really think you're a dragon sorceress? And I was like, let me put it this way.
Did they sound exactly like that?
No. Yeah, I just make everyone who goes against me sound really awful.
Yeah.
Do you a dragon sorceress? And my response is, even if it's only in my head, even if I walk through the streets of New York City thinking I'm slaying dragons constantly, even though it's really a homeless person I'm walking over, I'm still a dragon sorceress because I want to be a dragon sorceress. We get to make our own stories.
Right.
And if I'm still a little kid inside, I still think I'm She-Ra. Okay. So if I...
Who's that?
And now She-Ra, the princess of power...
Sorry, did I disrespect you?
No,
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're younger. She-Ra growing up was like our fucking, like, we had She-Ra, Thundercats,
He-Man. It was like
He-Man.
The thing to He-Man. It was She-Ra.
I know He-Man and Thundercats. I don't know who She-Ra is.
Oh, well, look at you.
Somebody failed you.
Sorry.
Only the males he knew. But yeah, my whole point is you can be whatever the fuck you want to be, anyone. So if you want to be a mermaid queen, be a fucking mermaid queen. Be what you get to make your life. It's your life. You're the artist.
So
you're
she
the artwork.
Came over and was talking like this. No, but I have to say, because I'm like suburban mom, I've gotten into this mold of I have to be what I'm supposed to be and what everyone that I was like, you're right. I can be a fucking mermaid princess. That's right. I can be whatever I want. And it was really good for me to reconnect because I used to be like that.
Yeah.
And then just life and shit happened. And I was like, I just got to do this.
You have to conform and do it a certain way, but we're all dying to be the weirdos we are and to live and to feel alive. You're not supposed to just go into a cubicle and fucking want to slit your wrists and then look at memes that are like, Mondays had me like, wah, wah. Like, dude, it doesn't have to be like that. Live. Wake up.
Correct.
Have
fun.
Yeah,
I've always said that. Like, I've always said, like, even from like a young age, like me and my friend Impy, he's been on the podcast before. But, like, we used to have these conversations all the time. I'm just like, I remember specifically having this exact conversation at, there was like this lighthouse, like in my neighborhood. And, it was like 5 a.m. and the sun was coming up. And like, I was just having this conversation with like a bunch of my friends and they were all just like telling me like, you have to go, like, because that was when I was dropping out of college and, like, I had nothing, like, I had nothing. And they were like, you have to go to college in order to get a job. Like, you're not going to just find a way. And I'm, and I just kept telling them, like, dude, I'm telling you, like, it'll be fine. I'm like, there's going to be a way. I was like, and if people, and I used to tell people all the time, I'm like, dude, you literally could do whatever the hell you want. If you want to go live in a fucking treehouse in the forest, you could do that. It's like, you know what I mean? Just go ahead. It doesn't matter. There's no rules against it. Go do it.
There are no rules. You can literally live in a treehouse if you want.
You can set your own rules. You can set your own rules for your life.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's this dude. I feel like I brought him up before. He literally has like one of those pickaxes. He just goes to different caves in like Arizona and just carves the most immaculate, beautiful cave sculptures in these things. And he's just happy and just living the way he... And he did it without making any money at first. Now his fucking caves are selling for millions of dollars. And it's because he followed his heart and he just did what he wanted to do. And now people... That vibration gets sent out when it comes from the heart. And people want in on that.
Right.
There's, just by doing what he loves.
There's literally nothing, nothing that if you... Sorry, I'm messing up the sentence wrong. If you enjoy something and you become a master at it, there's 100% chance that you will be paid to do it. There's nothing that you can't be paid for. Nothing. Yeah. Everyone gets paid for everything.
But even on some level, like, because I am in that whole bullshit suburban world, right, where there's, you know, get up, go to work, whatever. I don't, but everybody else does. you can still have, like, if you have to pay the bills and you have to do something to pay the bills, you can still have a passion. You can still have something to pursue that makes you complete other than keeping your lawn fucking green and whatever, worrying about organic bullshit your kids are eating. Like, there's just, that's what I think is frustrating and limiting for me there, is that there's not a whole lot of creativity in
exactly. Yeah. And that's, and when I say this to people and I say, like, yeah, you could do whatever you want, blah, blah, they're like, yeah, you need money to live, whatever. I'm like, but that's like a part of it. Like, you don't mind, you don't like it, but you don't mind working a job that you hate to support your passion and your dreams or whatever. Because at the end of the day, you're still doing it. And I try to tell people, like, dude, if you want to be an artist, technically, if you're just painting every day, you are.
Yeah.
Right.
So there you go. You did it.
Boom. You're an artist.
Exactly. Yeah. You just have to continue to do it. Yeah. That's it. You're already that. Like, that's all you have.
Yeah.
All you have to do. No one has to give you a fucking nameplate that says, here, now you're a fucking. It's not like college, like, here's your diploma. You just start doing something. If I started painting today, I'm an artist. That's it. Nothing
so
makes you an artist. Like, you know what I mean?
Empowering. To think of how much power you have where you can just pick up the paintbrush. That's why. So, like, with the dragon sorceress thing, it's just a more ridiculous way of trying to make that point of, like, I'm going to be whatever I want to be. And if in my weirdo head, I want to be a dragon sorceress, I'm going to be a fucking dragon sorceress. And I mean, I also am very, a lot of dragon energy, very feisty, very fiery. I will breathe fire upon you if you fuck with me. So, you know, that's all real. But you can be, you know, in a year, I could be calling myself the fucking mermaid duchess. Like, who the hell, like, you get to decide. No, I'm a dragon sorceress. let's be real. But just fucking have fun. Do what you want to do. Life's exciting when you really, like, seize it.
Well, and I, you know, you have a son too. Like, I want my son to see that. I want him to see, like, mommy turned 40 and lost her marbles and decided to go out and doing stand-up comedy and just live this complete alternative lifestyle to what's going on around us. Like, I want him to be around comedians. I want him to just see that shit so that he just doesn't see one way of living. Like, there's this whole other way of finding your way and living and being happy. So
I feel like it's super rare too, because it's like not every day that you find someone who is doing something interesting.
No.
Yeah. Even like you're like a, well, this is a stupid example, but like, I mean, not a doctor. A doctor is still pretty fucking crazy, but like someone who's like a lawyer, right? They make tons of money, but I'm still not even like impressed by that. You know, just me, you know what I mean? Just cause like I'm into cool shit, like creative, like whatever. It's like, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I'm like, dude, sick. You went to fucking school for 10 years and now you're making tons of money. But like, how fun is that? That's fucking awesome, dude. You probably have a great time with the guys in the office. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like
the whole paradigm's changing. you get to create, like, I use Joe as an example a lot because I'm like, here's a kid who literally created his own path. Like, you're like, no, I want to do it this way. I want to create my own thing without needing, like, a school to go through or yeses from big corporate people. Like,
right.
You just did your shit. And I feel like whether it's on through entertainment or just, like, another way of living, people are discovering that they don't need to use the old system
no.
to get where they want to go.
Right.
Like Etsy. Etsy is a beautiful website where you can buy someone who's hand-making their crafts from home. And they're beautiful.
Right.
Like, when you go on Etsy and you see some of the things people are creating out of their homes, they blow my mind.
Right.
And it's like, you don't have to, you know, you can go to college if you want, but you don't need that. You don't need people's approval in the same way. And you can have such a multifaceted career now where you're like, you're an electrician one day of the week, and then the other day you have a podcast, and then on another day you're a painter. Like, you can literally be such a multidimensional person. You don't have to fit yourself into one thing.
Yeah. I actually don't even know what I think of college anymore just because it's so expensive. Like, it's like I don't really see people graduating and it being worth it.
Even if you get a good job, yeah. you're still just in the hole for another fucking
a long
however,
time.
How long, yeah. We have 6 months after college to start paying.
I don't know.
And by that time, do you have a job? Probably not.
Yeah.
Let's
be
honest.
It's like, what, $40,000 or $50,000? No, I don't know. Maybe that's not
$35,000. No, some can
be like, yeah.
A couple of my friends went to Syracuse. It's like $40,000 to $50,000
a year. That's crazy.
It's wild.
You could literally take that money, invest it in a business.
Yeah.
And start up a whole thing.
I mean, the only problem
that's
is,
what parents should be doing.
That is what
the problem is, though, like the way that, I mean, this is just my opinion. This is not like, don't take this for what it, just take it for what it is. This is some asshole who makes videos on the internet giving you this point of view. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, some asshole who's hugely successful. Keep going.
But I still don't know shit about shit. So what I was going to say is something that I totally forgot what I was going to say. Okay. Here we are. What the fuck were we just talking about?
We're talking about getting $50,000 to start your own business.
Oh, right. So the way, in my opinion, the way the school system is set up, they kind of just set you up for the traditional route. It's like you do this, you do that, come in, we'll do homework, we come in, you do take a test, fucking vocab test. You don't really know the words, but you just memorize them, and then I don't give a shit if you know them for the rest of your life. And then you are supposed to go to college, and that's what they tell you.
Yeah.
Not one of those people are going, you know, you could just make a fucking app or like...
Right.
What do you guys like, by the way? Do you like sports? Well, or do you like whatever? You could do this, or you like sports? You like talking about sports? You could have a sports podcast. You could be an ESPN analyst. You don't need to fucking go to school for that. Just be successful, and they'll hire you. It doesn't fucking matter. No one ever tells them that. So all they know is school. So at the age of 18, where all you really care about is the fucking hot girl in school's ass and the football team, if that's all you care about at 18, you're not really thinking about your future. Like, it didn't hit me until I was like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And that was because I didn't go to college. I put my back against the wall on purpose. I knew I didn't want to go to college. I knew, like, and I was a good student. I wasn't lazy or anything like that. I was like, I just know I'm not, like, I went and I did a semester, and I was like, this is awful. Like, these people are insane. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to get out of here. So I left, and then I put my back against the wall. I had no job. I had no money. I had nothing. So I was like, I just need to fucking figure it out now. And that's kind of what I did. So that's why I was able to do that. But if you're just in this system of thinking where, you know, you have to do this, you'll do that, I'll just go to college. And then even when you're in college, like, a lot of my friends, like, their freshman year were like, all right, I'm kind of just wasting my parents' money here, and like, I'm learning some shit. That's cool, but at least I have 3 years until I have to deal with all of this. And then once that 3 years comes, now you have a degree in whatever fucking field that you probably don't like anymore. Then you're sent out into the real world, and you have hundreds of thousands of dollars that you owe people, and you have to start paying in 6 months. And by the way, you can't really get a job. It's tough. So
it's
good luck.
It's such a broken system. I want to read you guys a quote that I posted on Twitter. I know me and my quotes, but I clearly love them. Okay. It goes, beware of any system which discourages questioning. Anyone who stifles questions is afraid it could uncover the falseness of the beliefs.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
100%.
And you could literally find out, like, most things that people want to do, you can find out how to do them without school. Unless you want to be, like, obviously a doctor, lawyer, all these things.
If you're going to cut open my body with a knife,
right.
go
please
to
go to school.
School.
Please,
right.
God, you can't figure this out in your garage.
No.
But you know, things like that, I understand. But there's other things that people want to do. They want to, you know, whatever. Like if you have a communications major, pretty much anything you could have done that somewhere else. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, you could have just figured it out. If you get an internship, you're already doing the fucking job. I'm thinking about if I'm a boss and I own some company, I don't care what your GPA was, where you went to college. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like if you've done the job for 3 years already, dude, yeah, go ahead. You know what you're doing. I don't have to explain it to you for 6 months. I don't give a shit where you went. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a hell? For me, like I had to, like I didn't know how to edit or anything or filming. I don't know shit about, I still don't know shit about cameras or YouTube, any of that. I don't know anything. The only things that I know are the things that I had to know. And you needed to know how to edit. So I found out all the information. And when I found people who knew more than me, I made them teach me everything. And now one of my friends was taking a course on video editing and this program or whatever. And he took that course for like a semester, whatever it was, and got like a good grade. And I put him in front of my editing program and he fucking didn't know shit. And I'm like, in a half hour, like an hour, he was like, dude, I did, like, you've taught me more than I learned in that entire class. And I was like, I no one ever fucking told me anything. It's like, Google told me everything. I used to type, that's what I tell people all the time. If you don't know the answer to something, type full sentences into Google. Someone has asked the question before. It's not just you. If you don't know, a lot of people don't know. And people, there's forums and shit everywhere.
That's why the internet's helping this whole
thing. Oh, yeah. Dude, I type
you
full sentences.
You can find everything on the internet.
I literally typed because I didn't know how to, like, I had a picture and I wanted to take, the term is transparent. You wanted to make it like what you do with your thing. You want to take the background out and whatever. I literally typed, how do you take the background out of a picture? And then that didn't work. So I typed, how do you take the white out of a picture? Shit, like, these are things I'm typing into Google all the time. Things you want to find out. Dumb sentences like that, you'll find your answer. And then you know how to do it.
Wow.
And that's it.
That's great.
And it's like useful things. You know what I mean? Anything you do with computers is insanely useful. A computer science major has like a 75% chance of getting a job out of college.
Everything else we didn't have Google when I was in college.
Right.
That's how old I am.
No, I know.
We didn't have
I
that.
Love that you started comedy. How old are you?
40? 40, yeah. So I went to college, did that whole traditional bullshit.
Yeah.
Got a job after college. Then I decided to go get my MBA and did that whole crap and bought into like, I want to be a brand manager. I want to sell macaroni and cheese to kids. That's my dream job.
Right.
And like said that with a straight face and believed that that was going to fulfill me somehow, you know? And then I have that, you know, I got married, I have the kid, and then I was just like, I need...
Can we talk about your marriage, by the way?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about my marriage. Okay.
Because she honestly has one of the coolest marriages ever. Can I, how open can I be?
Well,
with
I wanted to say something. Remember how I said we were talking about the burning the house down, and you haven't been in love. And I remember telling you, I was like, yeah, I've never wanted to burn my husband's house down. You know, like it's just been a very sane relationship, but I realized that's because he never left me. Like if he left me, I probably would have fucking killed him, you know? So,
Well, no, first of all, they have such a good relationship.
You can talk openly.
It actually, your relationship has given me, I mean, hope's a funny word, but like, it's made me realize what I need because you're so wild and I'm so wild. Yeah. And I was dating these like crazy wild dudes, but not in the way I'm wild. Cause I'm wild, but I'm also very like loyal. I don't cheat. I'm honest. I was dating these dudes who I had to focus all my energy on like taming them. And it was a waste of my energy. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I love getting to see her getting to be her full, wild, funny self with a dude who just like supports it and he's great. And like,
he's not wild at all, but he lets me be me. Like, I have never, he shouldn't let me be me. Like 90% of the time, he should be like, you should fucking dial it down or stop doing what you're doing. He's never said no. Like, he
just loves
just
her
cool
and supports
with me
her.
Being who I am. And I've been a shit show in like the marriage. Like, I just got sober. I've been sober almost a year. And like, even through all the drinking and craziness, he was never like, you need to stop this. You better go. Like, he's never just done that to me. I don't know. And that's what love is to me. It's like full acceptance.
Yeah.
Is what love is. Like, that's what I was looking for, to be loved.
Aww.
So, yeah.
So anyway, but what are the, some of the juicy part is they have an agreement. She's allowed to go and like make out with other dudes if she wants to. And like, sometimes she'll do it. She'll just.
Well, it was almost like the permission, once we had the conversation and the permission was given, then it kind of took the fun out of it too. Right. You know what I mean? It was like,
he's allowed to too, but he's just kind of like,
he's allowed to. He's lazy.
He doesn't have the kind of game where he even wants to go out and do it. And she doesn't really do it that often either.
No.
But they were both like, yeah, if you want to go make out, like,
well, this is what I'm saying. I so open. I turned 40. I started having a midlife crisis. I was like, I have a few years of feeling attractive or being attractive left. That's all I have. That's like, I have there's a shelf life on this now, you know, like, and it's about to go downhill. So while I can still be found attractive to people, like, I just want to go out and I want to have fun and I want to flirt and, you know, within reason. So we have certain rules, but, so it works out for us, and it really hasn't, it's not like it's excessive. Like, I have, 90% of the time, nothing's even happening. I just want to know that I could.
Right.
What do you think of that?
I'm wondering what the rules are.
All right. So we're allowed to make out. And this rule has never happened. So this is just like the holy grail of the rule is like, if either of us are ever offered a threesome, we totally get to go for it. Because we're going to be dead soon, and this is like the last time that's coming our way. So right. I would totally support that if that happened to him at, I don't know, one of his like corporate meetings, if two of the secretaries decide to get wild with him. That's great. But like the thing is that stuff's not happening. Like right. At least it's not happening in my life. Like it's pretty, even out being out for comedy, like one night I was like, all right, what are we all doing? And they're like, I don't know, I'm going to go home, go to bed. I was like, really? Like, let's go out. Let's go do something. But no. Nothing.
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't want a threesome. Like if two dudes were like, yeah, I'll plug you in the puss and I'll get you in the mouth. I'd be like, I'm good.
Plug you in the puss.
Plug you. By the way, so we can talk about pterodactyl porn.
Yes, we can talk about pterodactyl porn. Let's go.
I sent Joe.
For the first time?
Hold on. I sent Joe a link, or no, a screenshot of the pterodactyl
porn. I wish
porn.
I got the link, because I would have loved to watch it.
I'll send you the full link.
Were they making noises?
Let me tell you how it backfired on me. So that he doesn't know I have a five-minute bit on that that I watch pterodactyl porn. Yeah. It's men dressed as pterodactyls, by the way, because pterodactyls are extinct. Anyway, it's not real pterodactyls getting a girl, because they're dead. But I have a whole bit about watching pterodactyl porn, which we can get into in a second, why I do it, whatever, because I'm awesome. And, it's probably because they represent the dragons. Anyway, so.
Well, just isn't it fascinating there's pterodactyl porn? Like, I was really like, we had to watch it that night after you left, of course.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, let's watch pterodactyl porn.
Her husband, I kept going on about the pterodactyl porn. But I showed it. I sent the screenshot to Joe, and then this dude does a whole podcast on his basement yard.
Time out.
Called Pterodactyl Porn is Real, and I almost murdered him.
You did that?
Yes.
She, first of all, sent me the screenshot, and I was like, what the fuck is this? She's like, it's pterodactyl porn. And then she didn't say anything about a bit or any of that. And on the podcast, I mentioned it as like a conversation starter. It was like, so Kate sent me this picture of pterodactyl porn. It was weird. And then we just talked about weird porn. It wasn't like I did the whole
thing. Yeah, but the name
fucking
of the podcast is Pterodactyl. That's all I saw. I didn't listen. So I was like, this. Like, I was about to burn. I was about to fly
obviously,
on my dragon.
Obviously, if I knew that you had Queens, a bit, I would have never done that.
Oof.
We
There's
worked
some
it
tension
out.
Here.
We worked it
I
out.
I was like, I don't know what I walked into.
We worked it out. Because I was like, dude, because he has a lot of listeners. And I was like, now when I'm on stage and I'm like, because when I say it, people are like, their minds are blown because they've never heard of it.
No.
But now if they've heard of it, it takes away from the like, they're like, yeah, we heard it. Joe Santagato talked about it.
All right.
Like, he can suck my dick.
Yeah.
I said Kate sent it to me.
They don't know who the fuck Kate is.
I said Kate Wolf.
Yeah.
They know Kate Wolf.
Did you say Kate Wolf, the dragon sorceress who I do a podcast with?
Right.
Yeah.
That whole, your whole title.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
So can I fucking know what happens in this point?
The whole thing about the agreement my husband and I have too is like I was said to him, I was like, do you care if I talk about this? Because I didn't know what we would talk about today.
You knew
right?
I was going to be like, so.
Yeah. And he's like, no. And I was like, you're just so fucking awesome. Like, doesn't give a fuck.
This is what I love about your relationship. I don't know, when I meet my man, I don't know if I would be cool with both of us making out. That's not something I think.
But
however,
see, the way you say it, though, it's like it's happening. It's like, it's almost like it was really just theoretical. You know what I mean?
Totally. But my point is whether or not I love your guys' openness.
Yeah.
They communicate about everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they're best friends. Yeah. And that's what I'm envious of. It's like they get to just share everything they feel.
Do you tell him if it happens?
Yeah, we have to tell each other. That's totally part of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was to do something like that, like I just wouldn't want to know. Just
do
it.
You cannot tell because in a way then that's like then it gets secretive. Like and there's no like. Like, yeah.
They share everything. And they're so cool. Like, literally, it's living with her best friend.
Yeah, I do live with my best
friend. And that's the thing that, like, I was like, oh, that's what I want. I want to, like, have a best friend where I'm like, honey, check out this pterodactyl porn.
Yeah.
Or, like, even if I wasn't having sex with other people, which I don't think that will, I know you don't do that. But, like, it would be fun to just be like, yo, check out him. I'm going to fucking masturbate to him later. Like, it's just funny to have, like, it's a best friend.
Right.
And it, like, I saw that and I was like, fuck, that's what I want.
Right. Like we can laugh about any, like, I will tell him sometimes, like, if I'm in a hurry and we're having sex, I'm like, I don't care who you have to think about, but fucking think about him to make this go. I got shit to do. Most wives would not be okay with their husband thinking about somebody else while they're fucking them. But this is the reality. Like, we've been married. Oh, you're never going to think about anybody else when you have sex with me. I mean, come on. I'm not always thinking about you. So.
Right.
But no, I think once you hit that level of trust and openness, like I couldn't get there in my last relationship because I was always not trusting.
Yeah.
But like when I can actually trust, then I can go to like a weirder place that I got to see you guys going to.
Yeah.
And I was like, I loved it.
It would have to take like a very like secure person.
I don't want to be with anyone else. I'm not leaving my husband for anyone else. Like there's no desire to leave my husband for anyone else. It is fully just a hormonal. I feel like I only have a few more years to be pretty. That's it. So I just.
I like that. I think that's very realistic.
Yeah.
And it will sound crazy to people because.
Yeah.
It does sound crazy to people. You know. And again, it's that whole living within the certain paradigm. Well, this is how we've set up marriage and this is how your relationship's supposed to be.
Right.
But I say we have a better relationship than most of the people I know. Not to say that maybe that paradigm works for them. It just is not what would have worked for me.
No, they were so funny. So they're at the pool. And it's like a very nice neighborhood. And like they're just sitting, the two of them. I mean, I was with them. But they're just like not into the bullshit. Like they're laughing. And they're just like, look at these people. We need to get out of this town. It's getting boring.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, oh, fuck. Like the only way I could actually live in the suburbs is if I was living with a best friend.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just like making fun of people, being weird. Oh, I just love that my life's getting. I want to have, I'm telling you, before I die, I'm going to have a fucking bonfire party.
Yeah.
And people are just going to be dancing around it. Like it's going to be like funny too. It's not going to just be like serious. Like it's not going to just be like you have to go and you're serious. It'll be about like being ridiculous. Like you can dress up as like an animal you want and just like fucking make noises, get drunk if you want to, like whatever it is. Like I just want to have some weird fucking fun.
I like that.
You want to come to my bonfire party?
I will totally come to your bonfire party.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. We should do one in my backyard, really fucking set the suburbs on fire.
I just park and I walk out with all peacock feathers out. No, and I'm just like, hey.
Let's shake some shit up around there.
I
am totally down
for
this.
To shake shit up.
Yeah, I know.
Where you live.
I know. I felt the energy. I was like, this is going to be bad for the neighborhood, but good for me when she walked into the house.
Hello!
What do like your friends think of the situation between you and your husband?
I have never really talked about it with them. I just started talking about it recently and not hiding it because I'm on this kick of not hiding shit anymore. Like I don't care. Partially because of your visit. I was like, why do I give a fuck? Because I worry about things, how things will affect my son. But if you're going to judge, if anything I say or do is going to affect him, you're kind of an asshole. You know what I mean? So I don't really want your kid around my kid then. So this is part of who I am. This is part of what I've chosen to do. I don't want to not speak my truth anymore. Like, not to sound cheesy or anything, but...
I love it.
Yeah. So I just,
Yeah, because you're holding back for people. I have a joke where I go, you're not going to get that Michael Jackson tattoo you always wanted because you care about what Susan from accounting thinks.
Exactly.
Like, who the fuck are you holding back for? Do you know what I mean? Like these other people who think they need to hold back.
Right.
If we all just started saying what we wanted, we could actually be ourselves and go to the people we want to hang with and be around. Like, but we're all just so scared that we're not going to be accepted.
Right.
That we pretend to be something else for someone else. And but they're pretending too. And it's like no one knows who the fuck anyone is.
Right.
Over it.
And no one's happy.
Over it.
No one's happy living like that.
That's
so.
Why we got to dress up as animals and make animalistic sounds like, ay, 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 like, you know what I mean? We'd have to do shit like that around a bonfire.
Are you going to come to the bonfire, Jeff?
I'm bringing marshmallows.
Fuck yeah, you are.
What are you going to dress as?
John I have to Snow. Dress as something? I didn't
you
know
have
that.
John Snow.
Okay, I'll do that. A wolf. A dire wolf.
Exactly. Perfect. Joe with one of those fucking wolf heads
I like
on
it.
If you fucking, this is going to happen one day. If you walked in with a wolf head and like actually embraced it, I swear I wouldn't even be able to be my full dragon because I would just be crying laughing. If you fucking owned that, I couldn't, it would, do you know what I mean? When someone outdoes you, yeah. You're just like, all right, you win. You win.
You have to do it now.
Cut a fucking.
You have to commit. You have yeah. to just yeah. be like.
You can't just wear
you
it.
You have to come with a fucking sword and just be like. Hello, Khaleesi. And just like get out, of the, like move out of the way. And then have a white walker show up and kill him.
This is a very big production.
Game sounds, of Thrones.
Just Let Google me tell it. You, just this, Google it and very figure costly. Out how to make
you
it
all
happen.
Don't think
yeah, exactly.
That,
just Google it.
Okay. If you all don't think that Game of Thrones is actually happening, let's bring it. Let
here
me explain
here
this. Here we
go.
No, I'm just going to shed some truth. That's my superpower.
Yes.
Right.
Can't hold it back. Here's the thing. So in Game of Thrones, everyone's fighting for power, but it's meaningless. So they're all, it's like a queen beats it up another queen. You know, it's like they're all fighting for this power, but there's something bigger and deeper coming that Khaleesi's aware of, Jon Snow's aware of, but there's something even deeper going on. But here we have in the world, look at society. Everyone's fighting for power, for this, for that.
Yeah.
There's something fucking bigger going on. There's a bigger shift happening. You see it in nature. We went to Maine and lobsters, their molting season's all fucked up because the waters are warmer and they're used to only molting like one or two seasons a year. Their bodies are molting too much and the whole fucking oceans are getting fucked up. No one's paying attention to this. Huge things are happening. A shattering's about to be occurring in the world, which is great in many ways because we need this old system to shatter so new ones can come in. But shit's going to be fucking going down. So it doesn't fucking matter who's president, although it does because Trump's a fucking nightmare. But like all that stuff doesn't matter. Something bigger is going on and you have to go within and free yourself if you really want to deal with it. Game of Thrones. Hashtag Khaleesi. Hashtag Queen of Dragons. Hashtag Jon Snow.
You're hashtagging in real life. I want you to
hashtag,
know that.
Right? Hashtag. Hashtag the hashtag. Bitches.
I don't watch the show, but I'm with the message.
You need to watch. I swear to God, you would fucking love it.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I just don't do
I
it.
Don't, I didn't either, honestly.
Neither.
Until that was the first series that I like got into.
Yeah.
And that set me off. Like now I'm like a series person. Like I don't watch TV at
right.
all unless it's like ESPN. But the my friends were like, you have to watch Game of Thrones. It's amazing. And like last year, I was like, all right, fuck it. So I watched an episode and I was like, all right, whatever. And then I watched the first season. I was like, I'm in. So I finished
good.
It. I liked it. It was great. And now all I do is watch like series, like shows on HBO Go and Showtime and Netflix and
dude,
shit.
Game of Thrones. It's honestly, I mean, it's so violent. So it's funny because I'm someone who wants
and it's just
peace.
Random dick shots randomly. It
well,
just,
that's the best.
Just dick
tits,
soft dicks.
You see great tits. Oh, soft the bodies, the women's bodies.
A lot of tit.
I love those types of bodies. Do you know what I mean? It's not like the porn body. Where it's like an anorexic
very curvy.
Girl.
Is that why you do
yeah,
that?
You don't have an anorexic girl with just huge fake tits. It's like these sexy, like actual women's bodies,
yeah.
But like it's still not like actual.
Right, right, right.
But ugh, they are
made
fucking,
to look like an actual woo. Woman's body.
Yeah, it's hot. And it's just such a show that shows how deep down we're all just so thirsty to feel alive. Cause like the craziest shit happens in there.
Mm.
And we're like a brother and a sister are fucking boning.
First episode.
And, oh, okay.
Right? He's getting her doggy.
First of all, the first episode, you see ass, tits,
yeah.
incest doggy.
Whoa.
And someone gets pushed out a window.
It just
first
shows
episode.
You.
All right, maybe I'll try
it. It shows you our true animalistic nature that this is the number
first
one show.
First episode, yeah. You get all that. And I was yeah. like, okay, what the fuck is happening here? And someone dies, I think.
See, so many people watch that I should like pterodactyl porn should be fine then. Like that was
exactly.
what you just listen to everything you just described.
Exactly.
And all the moms in the neighborhood are watching that and that's okay, but I can't watch stepmom porn.
You can watch whatever fucking
stepmom
porn you
porn
want.
Is great.
It's great.
It's great.
That's, but that's my point with the pterodactyl porn is like...
Wait, time out. You guys are going to have to explain that to me, by the way.
Like, connection.
I just want imagery. I want to close my eyes and I want to feel like I'm watching it.
Wait, the pterodactyl? You saw the pterodactyl porn.
I saw a screenshot.
You didn't see the link.
Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Is it just a girl in a forest like, oh, where am I? And they fly out of nowhere.
It's
dicks out.
It's ridiculous. And I'm not even that into it because the girl's going, ah, yeah. Like that, she can get the fuck out of here.
Mm.
Like if you really are into pterodactyl dick, you're not going, yeah. You're like, oh, like you can't even talk because you're getting choked out by a pterodactyl dick.
Well, okay? I didn't know pterodactyl. Do they? Okay, never mind.
In my head, they've got. No, first of all, I personally don't want to have sex with a pterodactyl. Everyone. What I'm trying to say is we have these weird parts in ourselves that's linked to our sexuality. Sexuality is very much linked to creative energy and expression. So for me, it's more about wanting to go as deep as I can in myself.
Mm.
And I'm weird. I have weird visions. It's like artistic. It's Tim Burton. It's Gustav Klimt. It's like whatever.
Right.
It's this part in me that I'm trying to go. And even if it's the weirdest shit no one wants to talk about, I want to go there and talk about it. So I try to use like this weird porn as a way to go there in me and to be like, yeah, I'm weird. I'm animalistic. I can go weird. So it's more of a link to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it like just makes me like want to come with how weird it is. Like I love that. It's animalistic. But I'm not even a huge fan of porn. Like I like it when I'm alone and I'm high. It's like the best. But like I'd way prefer getting with a real person, like right. looking in their inner world and being like, I want to find someone just as weird as me and like say the funniest weird shit and just be like, yo, like and laugh about it.
Right.
And fuck.
Right.
That'll be nice.
That would be nice.
I got a couple more months in me. I can hold out. Cause I was thinking, I was like, hold out. Could just go and have sex with a random dude right now. Oh. But I'm like...
I mean, you're a female. You have that card.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could obviously, you know... But see, I don't want random sex. Like, I want to fucking go there.
I think you should
there.
Want random sex.
You think I should?
I think that if
don't
you...
Don't put your soul song on my soul song.
I think it's exactly what I'm about to do. I think that while you have the opportunity to go have exciting random sex... Because I have it, like, very romanticized
in my head. This is coming from a woman who's been married for a while.
I was like, you're going to be in an elevator. He's going to walk. It's like a porn, actually. That's what I have.
I'm not turned on just by someone's vessel. I know that sounds crazy, but like I am attracted to the soul.
I agree with that.
So I see hot dudes and if they're just like, yeah, I have a joke, then I'm like, oh, like I don't want to mix your energy with mine. I don't want your dick anywhere near my puss. Like I want an experience. Like I
want
to be.
You want a mental connection with that.
And
I want
the sex to be hot. I can't have hot sex with someone that I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I want to get them and I want to go. Like, for me, sex is like a way in that world with them.
Right.
So you're not talking about it. You're not like in it being like, tell me about the dragons in your head. But like, there's an intensity to sex when you go there.
Right.
That's just dope. If you go there.
Absolutely.
Most people don't always want to go. There's been some hot sex.
I mean, I think if you're in love, you end up going there,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
Like real love, not like this. She's cute. I like her titties. Love.
I like her.
Yeah,
I like her titties.
Yeah, that's not real love. Yeah, so I know what you're saying, but I don't have. I'm not driven by that.
Yeah.
So I'm almost at the whim of the universe, where I'm like, please bring in someone that I want to like do that with.
You are at the whim though, because you have no control over that.
No, if I was someone who could just fuck anything, then I could go out tonight. But I have to wait till my vagina flinches and is like, him.
Does it ever flinch without being in love?
Yeah, it's flinched without being in love, but it was still a deep soul connection that like had to happen.
Right.
My vagina's never flinched over someone just for physical reasons. I mean, a lot of the dudes I've dated were fucking hot. Don't get me wrong.
Fight Club.
There we go.
You know what I mean? I like the
can
human
body.
Can you
show me pictures later just for fun?
I can.
Okay.
I got some dick pics.
Good.
You'll see my vagina in there too. But
that's fine. I don't discriminate.
Yeah, what can I do? Yeah, there was this one video from my past that I have on my phone, so I just did a lot of screenshots from it. So I have that saved.
Of what?
His dick going in and out of me.
Oh, why'd you screenshot it?
Just so I can
remake it
them.
A fucking flip book. You want to watch it?
That's so funny.
Wait,
no, so I can
why don't
show
you just
my
save
friends
the video.
I have the video too.
Can you?
But that's more intense. Like
I'll show you.
Of course, I'll show you. One of my girlfriends, she has all these hot pictures of her body, and she was showing me them, and they were like, "Whoa!" Like they're, you know.
She took them herself.
I think her boyfriend did. Okay. And she's showing me, and I was like, "Damn!" And I started showing her some of my hot pictures, and then I was like, and then I, because my brain is like, go weirder. I'm like, and look at this one. She's like, Jesus Christ, you know?
Like, and she's like, yeah, that is a dick in me.
Yeah.
So.
I was like, that's my asshole and my vagina. That's the penis going in it. And she was like, she's cool. She was into it. So.
I think it's beautiful that there's phones nowadays to capture things like this.
Dude.
I do. Because, like, I don't have those pictures of myself when I was 20. Like, those hot fucking.
Oh, honey.
I mean, I have a few Polaroids. Of myself, like literal, like wait for it to dry that I took with a boyfriend or just some guy. But I, but yeah, I don't have that. But I started taking them now because I'm like, someday I'll be 60 and I'll fucking look back
take,
on this shit.
I'm a huge fan of, I have to get new ones actually. My friend Tina's brilliant at taking great nude pictures of people. Yeah. I'm gonna have to come over, make it weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we could make it weird.
Oh God.
Do you take naked pictures of yourself?
No.
You should. I'm just saying.
No, it's different with boys. Don't do that.
I don't.
No, but someday he might be like old and unattractive.
But
and he
like
might
a dick is a dick forever.
All he has to do is go on his Instagram. Let me show you some of the pictures this dude posts. And I always want to write something like, gross, get a room with yourself.
Dick pics, but like dicks are dicks forever. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not even that. I mean, just your physique is nice. You're young.
It's captured.
Yeah, it's captured. All right, all right.
He'll know.
What are you doing, Mom?
It's captured. No, I'm saying like, it's different for girls.
No, absolutely.
Like, you have chest pictures. Like, I'm saying, like, you have pictures
body. Why is it different
on
for
Instagram.
Us, though? Why is it different for us?
I think the female body is...
Doesn't age as
way
well.
Better than the male anatomy.
Let's put it this way.
It should be taken... Pictures should be taken of it. That's what I mean.
I wish I had... full front naked pictures on Instagram. And honestly, I would if it wasn't as shunned. Like, right. If people weren't like, she's a slut, I would love to post some of my pictures I have.
Right.
Chelsea Handler does it, and I love her.
No,
for it.
I totally get it. Yeah.
I think my tits should be all over the internet.
Right.
Quite frankly. All over.
You're proud of them. They're beautiful.
I'm excited to change this to have just my fucking tits on it. I want to say invasion of privacy and just my tits on it. My
should
son will
that.
Be very proud.
Yeah.
But I love boobs, and I think it's ridiculous that we have such a thing with them, which is why Game of Thrones, once again, is amazing.
Think we have a thing with boobs in the sense of what?
You can't even breastfeed. Like, a woman's breastfeeding in public, and people are like, oh my God, But then, like, they over-sexualize, and then they get weirded out by what they're actually meant for.
Right.
It's a whole weirded outness by boobs. Boobs are great. Feed your fucking kid, and then have your husband lick it in front of me. Please. First of all, one time I went to a sex club party years ago and I got to watch people have a threesome in front of me. And it was great.
Why are you holding your face?
I know. I thought she was going to be like, it was horrible.
It was so beautiful. I just have to embrace. It was like, I love people just embracing their shit. We're animals and enlightened beings. Make space for both. Hold both and go fucking celebrate. Be weirdos. Fuck who you want to fuck. Wear a condom. Don't get herpes. Or get herpes. Who the fuck cares? Get herpes if you want to get herpes.
Right.
Okay, we're going to cut that from the...
I'm just saying, you don't want to get herpes. So many people have herpes, it's not even that big of a deal. I'm not going to STD shame you.
I don't have herpes, everyone, just for the record.
I don't yet. Yet. Hey.
That's the first time that's been said, I think.
I don't have
herpes. Don't have herpes yet.
I still have some life to live. I'm trying not to get herpes. I'm going to be on. This is why. I'm already a single mom. I live in Jersey City. And I don't eat meat. So I already have a lot of things.
Against you.
Yeah. You know, that I wouldn't say against, you know, a little tricky to work with. So I don't need herpes on top of it will just be another little speed bump to dick.
Right, right, right.
And I'm trying to bring the dick. I'm trying to manifest some soulmate dick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand.
But you never know. Maybe my soulmate has herpes and he's waiting for me to get it so I can meet him on herpesdate.com.
Is that a thing?
It's gotta be.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
there's a place for everybody.
Guys, you're right. You know what? I'm gonna fucking leave and get some herpes tonight. That's what I got.
There you go. Random sex with herpes. Kill two birds, one stone.
There you go. All right, guys, let's wrap this up. Hey there. So first of all, Eric was supposed to be on, but he forgot.
All right. Well, that's all right.
Because we're really important. But I'm happy it was the three of us.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's a nice threesome.
We didn't need...
It's kind of like, this is as close as I'm getting. This is as close as I'm getting, Joe. Take your shirt off.
I was energetically fingering you the whole time.
Oh, perfect. I felt it.
I felt that, too. I thought, I was like, she's doing something under the table. I thought that was what was happening.
It was me and a pterodactyl. A pterodactyl's nice. Dick was in your mouth, and I was fingering you.
I still got to watch that.
You have to
watch that. I'll send you a link to something else, but you're not allowed to talk about it.
Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
But I'm going to send you a link, is and it you worse have to
or,
watch
it. Is it worse or like same
it's
level?
It's anime. It's the one with the girl. This girl, she gets abducted by this like Lord God alien.
I'm not going to be able to sit through
and
that.
And they make her their sex slave.
Ooh.
And it is so great. Oh my God. These big monsters, their dicks are going in and you can see it hitting like her guts. Like not like it's killing her, but it's like up here. And it's like hitting and you're just like, yeah, you get her. You get her, you monster alien. You fill her up.
Okay.
All that cum.
Jesus Christ.
I need to have sex soon, I think.
Yeah, but no, you know no, what? I think you do.
I'm at the hands of the universe. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Ritu, right. Where can they find you?
I'm going to be in Hazlitt at the Red Oak Diner hosting for Gilbert Gottfried on Ooh. July 15th. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. That's next week.
And what about on Twitter?
On Twitter, sorry. I thought you meant...
No, both.
Twitter, shit.
You don't know your Twitter handle?
No, because I just changed it.
All right, Joe, you do yours. We'll get back to it, too.
All right. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at Joe Santagato.
You can find me on Twitter at the Kate Wolf and on Instagram at the Kate Wolf. Ritu, do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm at Ritu Chandra 13. That's where you can find me on Twitter.
Ooh, enticing screen name.
Yes. It was Suburban Turban, but that was not good.
Ritu.
I know. That's why I changed it. Ritu Chandra 13.
God, my vagina hissed too.
Sorry.
And if you want a tarot card reading from this dragon sorceress, I keep wanting to cough because I got so excited. It's kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. I do it over Skype, so it doesn't matter where you live. Let's do this. Let's bond. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Love you. Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?